Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're continuing to talk about prospects and NHL farm systems. So we're going to turn the page and we're going to go to the Vancouver Canucks. And we're really excited to have our next guest on. He was on with us last year as well, Jim Benning, general manager of the Vancouver Canucks. And Jim, thanks for coming on the show again. We always appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, let's chat about a couple of your prospects that are making a little bit of noise for you. So you got to be pleased with their progress. I saw Ben Hutton play University of Maine, and then I watched him. Maine wasn't a very good team last year. You know, he had to do a lot, probably more than he probably should have, and then made that jump into the prospect camp. And he was a player that I had looked at and projected. You know, he's a guy I think I can play in a third pairing, second power play unit, can move the puck well, super smart. But he's exceeded what I thought, he'd play early on. How happy have you guys been with how he's transitioned from college hockey into the pros, that it's obviously a faster pace and a little bit more physical and precise?
Yeah, well, he's been probably our biggest surprise so far. Not so much that we didn't know he was going to be a real good player, but how fast he's made the transition to, being a pro and stepping right in and not looking out of place all through the preseason. And then, so far in our first game, we always knew he had the hockey sense and the skill set and the skating to, we thought, develop into a top four defenseman at some point. But, with young kids, you never really know their development curve. But he's a little bit older. He's 22 years old. He's physically more mature than, say, a younger kid coming out of junior, because he's a little older. And so he doesn't have any problems with his strength and of the NHL players. But it's his poise with the puck and his ability to skate the puck out of our end that's been impressive so far.
Yeah, I really like his sneaky point shot. I like the fact that with his size, he sort of knows how to sort of inch closer to the net once in a while and use that size for a rebound or to even cause a distraction or even a screen. And so those are some things you can't teach. And I would say I cover a lot of NCAA hockey, and it is pretty physical. So you have to figure from that aspect that was good that he played there.
Yeah, and it gave him time to keep developing as a player. He spent 3 years there, and he got to log a lot of minutes. And the college hockey game, there's older players that are stronger. Mm-hmm. And he, playing against them, he was able to, I think, adapt to the strength of the NHL players a little bit easier.
Jim, the impressive thing that I've watched him through the prospect tournament and then preseason and obviously in the first game is that his ability to retrieve the puck quickly, look up the ice, and make that first pass, whether that's, the option to his defense partner or to, a forward coming out of that zone and make smart plays in the neutral zone, with the puck. And he's patient. Like, he'll even back off when the defender's on him, and he'll take his time in reverse and pass it to his option again. I'm really impressed with his poise under a heavy forecheck, and it's something that I wouldn't say expect, but I'm surprised that he does it so well at this point in his career.
Yeah, well, when you watched him play at college hockey, he did a lot of those same things. And we thought at some point, all those things would transition to the NHL. But he came into camp in really good shape and with a lot of confidence, and he's been able to adapt those things into his game right at the NHL level. So far it's early in the season. I think he can keep it going and just get better as we get going here in the schedule.
Jim, the next guy we want to talk about and get your thoughts on is Jared McCann. For a 19-year-old kid, I've been pretty impressed with his play, and not so much obviously offensively, but honestly defensively, is his ability to take away time and space, to take the right angles to defenders, to get a stick in lanes, particularly coming out of the offensive zone into the neutral zone and tracking down players and then picking up players in his own zone. For a young guy who's playing in the middle of the ice against highly quality centermen, to me, that's the part that impresses me most about his game. What's impressed you guys so far?
Well, I think you're exactly right on with your observation, because that's what we worried about. Like, we knew, you know, when he can skate with the puck, he's got a real good release on a shot. He's got good offensive instincts, where he's got good vision, where he knows all the where all the other players on the ice are. So we figured that part of his game, you know, wasn't going to be a problem. But we worried about, you know, playing against bigger, stronger guys, where his defensive game would be. But he works very hard in back pressure to get back. And like you said, him and Ben Hutton, too, they have real good sticks where they knock pucks down. You know, they poke check the puck. So even though Jared, you know, maybe doesn't have the strength that he'll have in a couple years, he gets by defensively because he's so smart.
Well, Jim, you guys made me look good on this one, because I had him ranked as the 10th best player in the draft, and somehow you guys get him at 24th. And again, when you could have a pick like this and you get strength up the middle, that's something that really does help your club down the road.
Yeah, well, we were, when we got him at that point in the draft, we were very excited. We had him rated higher, too, and I don't know why he slipped there, but for whatever reason, you know, getting him there, I thought, solidified our first round, as we got Jake Buchanan in that same draft. So I felt that we were going to end up, you know, with those two picks after it's all said and done, potentially getting two top six forwards.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Jim Benning, general manager of the Vancouver Canucks, about some prospects in their system. Jim, I want to talk a little bit about your last first-round pick, Brock Besser, 23rd overall, a guy that both Russ and I liked and had much higher. I think I had him around 12, 13, 14 range on my list. Yeah. How happy were with you guys being able to get him at 23? Because I thought he had a fantastic last season last year in Waterloo.
Yeah, well, when you're picking like in, you know, the early 20s, what ends up happening is you end up like with about three or four guys that you really like, that you hope that one of them ends up in your lap. And I think that's what kind of happened with Brock. Like, we had him rated higher on our list too, and we didn't think he was going to be there when we picked, but when he got to our pick and he was there, we were very excited. He's a guy that he's got real good offensive instincts from the top of the circles down. He's strong and taking pucks to the net. He's got a good release on his shot, and he protects the puck well. So, you know, those were all qualities that, you know, we looked for in players. And so when, you know, he fell to us, it was, you know, it was, we were fortunate.
Yeah, I had him at 19. What I really like is his strength already. Like, this is a guy that 2-3 years down the road is really going to be a hard guy to handle at any level. And he really looked great in that USHL Top Prospects game. That really opened my eyes to him last year.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, he's deceptive because he's, you know, he's strong on the puck and he protects the puck well. But when he's skating with the puck, because he's got that quick release, he can, you know, he can kind of look off balance, but he can rip it, and he has a lot of zip on the shot, and he's got an accurate shot. So, you know, he's going to play at the University of North Dakota, and we're going to monitor his progress. But we're very excited to have him in our system.
Well, Jim, we want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate it. I know you love getting out to the rink, and you're a scout at heart, although even though you're a GM right now. So we look forward to seeing you in the future, and good luck the rest of the way in the season.
Thanks, guys.
That's Jim Benning, general manager of the Vancouver Canucks. Russ and I are going to take a quick break, and when we jump into hour two, we'll have more prospect talk right after these important messages. None will ever